Yes, hello and welcome along to Drive Time and Drive Time Sport here on CRY 104 FM. It's Barry Drake in the hot seat till 6 o'clock. From 5 o'clock onwards, we will be, fully focusing on sporting matters. Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland will be along with us, and of course, he'll be speaking about the great Eugene Crotty, who sadly passed away in recent days, laid to rest there earlier. Martin, of course, has been involved in CRY there doing his horse racing segment since 2005. We'll also hear from Will Downing as well, a man that would have enjoyed some great sporting events with Eugene Crotty as well over the course of the last couple of decades. So a lot to come as well on 5 o'clock. But at the moment, I have two great men inside in the studio with me who are always supporting big local events. But this time, of course, it was the Christy McCarthy and David Hurley, of course, who completed their 500k run during May in aid of Pieta House. Ger Flanagan was a man that was heavily involved as well, and we'll start with Ger, who will no doubt, I suppose, firstly on this sad day, will have some great memories of Eugene Crotty. Ger has been involved in so many sporting events over the course of the last couple of decades, and in fairness to Eugene, he would have been involved in a lot of them, Ger.
Yeah, I suppose Eugene kind of got me on the radio first. I used to come in and talk about the athletic club, and in fairness, Eugene, covered every sport. I would consider him a friend of mine, a lovely guy, a genuine guy as regards sporting events. And, he travelled extensively. He rang me late one night, and he said, "I'm just here in the Ellen Road in the press box just after the Champions League match," and he would go to Ellen Road on a regular basis and travel over to the Champions League matches. And of course, he was a regular at most of the press conferences as regards the Irish rugby team when Eddie O'Sullivan was involved, and he would travel to the international soccer matches, and he had great credibility within the sports community and within the press community, really. People had such fantastic time for Eugene, and he was a fantastic servant to sport in Youghal, and definitely to soccer was his first passion. And really he was brilliant here in CRY, and he kept not only the sport going for a long time, but he also was very much involved with the music programs and that, and he loved music. But Eugene, lovely guy, gone far too soon, and it's a very sad day, I think, for y'all. We've lost one of the greats, as regards sport and as regards press within the community.
Yeah, very well said. I'm sure we'll have a word with Christy McCarthy, of course, who will no doubt start with maybe some of his memories from Eugene. I know you've done a great job at the graveside today with the
I would have started with Eugene with the youth soccer, even though rugby was my first love, to be honest. But I was trying to keep both of them going for as long as I could. And we used to train up in the back of the tech. I was talking to Martin Cohen about it the other day, and it was got some great memories himself and with Jack Whelan and that, with that team. I played for a couple of seasons there at 16 and 18, and he was a great character. And he'll be missed. He'll be, sadly missed by Youghal United. In later years, I love going over to the games now and watching. Like, he was always in and around himself and Jamie Lawton. He's just a good old friend. Jamie came to me the other day and he said that it was his request that he have his own private moment in the soccer club today. And it was very fitting that all his pals and all his buddies were there, and the Youghal United committee were there, and managers and players, ex-players and whatever. It was great to see them all gathering there today, and he got a lovely fitting tribute. He wanted to be brought across the car park. It was nice for him to do it, and it was for me. I had did this easy stroke hard job of playing for him. It was an honour and a privilege, but it was kind of a sad moment as well, you know.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it was beautiful to hear the pipes, as I said, there at the North Abbey Cemetery. And hello and welcome along to Drive Time Sport here on CRY 104 FM on this very sad Friday evening here at Community Radio Yall, of course. Today we said goodbye to our great friend and colleague and, of course, presenter of the sports programme here on a Friday evening for a long, long time, of course, Eugene Crotty. Sadly, gone to rest earlier today, of course, involved in Community Radio Yall since 1979. You know, what an unbelievable service he gave to the local radio station. And he got a wonderful send-off, it has to be said, over the course of the last couple of days. And I thought it was important, of course, that we welcomed back Will Downing, of course, a man that done great work for Community Radio Yall over the years, and a great friend as well to Eugene Crotty. Of course, Will was in attendance over the course of the last day or two, and he's kindly taken time out of his busy schedule to join us on Drive Time Sports. So firstly, thanks for joining us on the programme, Will, but obviously a very sad occasion.
Yeah, and we're having a few of these lately as well, but it's great at a time like this to be able to see a lot of the old faces and you share a lot of the old stories again, and stories that you wouldn't have heard before from years ago. And like everybody, he's going to miss him very badly. Massively.
For sure. And before we talk, I suppose, more about Eugene, just obviously, no doubt, you know, so many people will remember your voice and, you know, remember you involved here on Community Radio Yall. But just for the people that don't, just give us, I suppose, a brief, you know, introduction about yourself and how you got involved in Community Radio Yall and how you went on after that.
Well, yeah, it's like CRY was obviously on air until Christmas 88. Like all the independent stations, and then they were taken off air because there was a licensing process put in, but there was nothing for the community stations, there was nothing for town radio stations until 7 years later, and it was in 1995 that CRY came back on after a good few years of pressure, 3 or 4 years of pressure to get the radio station back in air. Obviously, Gene had been working on the station right through the 80s. in terms of myself, I started off not quite in day one, but maybe it was day two or day three. I used to ring in onto Yall and Focus to give the West Waterford sports news. And then after a 6 weeks of that, I was going to college at the time in Waterford. I'm from Aglish, which is obviously like a stone's throw away from Yall anyway. So like I was coming in every Monday to give all the results and what I'd sometimes do, because there was very little live broadcasting on a weekend. So you'd have no live games originally for the first 6 months the station was on air. So I'd go along to, you know, county finals, something like that, and I'd record a bit of commentary in the last minute or two of games, or, you know, do goal commentary, stuff like that, and then we'd play it out in the programme on a Monday. Now, that was originally kind of like a current affairs programme that was hosted by Kevin Collins, and then Gene would come on and then do some sport for a good segment of the hour and a half that it was on from 4:30 until 6 o'clock. Then after about 6 weeks, when the midterms were on in college, I came in. That, I'm pretty certain, would have been the first time that I'd have met Gene. And then I did a little piece in person, which, if I remember correctly, I actually had to record twice because the machine didn't record the first time around. I don't think it was Gene who was actually recording me either. But that was the first time I got a chance to meet actually all the voices that I've been talking to over time. And like after that, like me and Gene really, we really hit it off, to be honest with you. So like I was working on for CRY then for the next year or two. I ended up working then for the next 4 years for Southeast Radio and for WLR in Waterford. Then INN came calling, worked for them for 9 years, and then Tatanta opened up, so I started up working for them. So I've been mainly working on TV commentary and like the last while mainly on European soccer. But obviously, like the paths for me and Gene, we kept crossing all the way through. He was texting me even from hospital, as he was doing everybody. And then obviously it went quiet for the last few weeks, sadly. But I've enjoyed the career I've had, and like a lot of it, to be honest with you, is down to him, because like I was 19 when I was starting off in radio. I had a few months of hospital radio under my belt when CRY kicked off. But then, with the ambitions that he had, we ended up doing a huge amount of live sport over the time that I was with CRY. And, like, I kept being asked back to do a lot of the commentaries after as well, which was always a pleasure, in which, you know, 19 times out of 20, you wouldn't say no to, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And look, obviously there would have been, Eugene would have interviewed so many people over the couple of decades that he was involved in, you know, sport, of course, soccer, you know, was very much to the fore. And of course, some great days as well with the All United soccer team over the years. And no doubt Eugene would have been very proud of those big days.
Ah, he definitely was. And like, All United hit quite a few peaks as well. And like, they've had a very good season now. They reached the FEI Cup proper in 2001 and in 2011. It took the lead, if I remember, away to UCD, or certainly were level at 1-1. Brilliant goal from Derek Murphy from outside the area. Hit it first time and rammed it into the back of the net. Like, that was an exciting run. Oh, like, all of those games right through were done live. Obviously, to get into the FEI Cup proper, they had to have a good run in the Intermediate Cup. Twice in 3 years to reach the quarterfinals, drawn away up in Donegal both times, Swilly Rovers first time, Fannage United the second time. So it was myself and Ray who were commentating on that the second time around for the Fannage game. Me and Ray did a lot of the FEI Cup games proper. We did the game up in UCD, did the game against, was it Bray Wanderers?
That's right, yeah.
2011. And you know, they were fantastic days. Gene was organising the broadcast as well as being, you know, on the coaching team of that, organising the goalkeepers on the day. So, like, when the commentary was being done, when the live broadcast was on, he was concentrating on the game itself, and then he'd come up into the gantry afterwards. Once all of his duties were done, once the final whistle was over, once he'd done everything he needed to do, once he'd spoken to every player he needed to, then he'd come up and join us as well. But, like, we'd a great run of games, loads of live Yall GAA matches when Yall had that great run to reach the playoffs, to almost get up into the All-Ireland League. It must be something like 12, 13 years ago now. He was organising the live broadcast of that. There was a special broadcast from the Clarion Hotel in Liffey Valley. There was a live broadcast from Lansdowne Road as well the day after for the final. But we did FEI Cup finals, we did lots of Munster Championship games, which were all allowed at the time, thankfully. So there was a huge amount of live sport, but also Ballycotton, because Ballycotton was a joy. The Ballycotton then was, if you like, the big outside broadcast of the year, because it was the most challenging one, because we were live on air for 2 to 3 hours all the way through. You'd start about half an hour beforehand, you'd be walking around the start line trying to pick out some of the top athletes, some of the big local athletes, and like Gene would be picking them out himself brilliantly back in the day when his vision would allow him to, and we'd an army of reporters and commentators there. Then I would hop in the back of a car, we'd commentate for, you know, 45, 50 minutes all the way through, going through the countryside, and then there would always be this brilliant relay, and it would be someone like Ger Flanagan 1 year, I think Tommy Collins did it another year, I think Bill Daly did it another year, where I'd be jumping out, I'd have been commentating on the phone, hop out in the car around 50 yards from the finish line, we get there ahead of the leading athletes, I'd grab the microphone off whoever had it, and then we'd commentate the finish in quality, and then we'd still be on air for another hour or two afterwards interviewing athletes and walking around the community hall there, and you know, down past the shops, down towards the quayside, speaking to all of the different athletes and trying to find the winner and so on once they get their breath back. That was an absolute pleasure. Like for John Walsh and all of the committee there, that was a triumph. That was among my best memories that I've ever had in broadcasting since I walked in the door in CRY 28 years ago. Those days, like we did, I don't know how many of them we did live, right up pretty much until the end, and it was brilliant. And then, you know, for the last few years as well, there was the Emer Casey Memorial Race in Yall that we also covered live, and that was a great pleasure to work on year after year as well. And like, we did it very much the same way, come on air, talk, speak to as many local people as possible, and then go out onto the race and see how it would go. The Ballycotton Road Race, always year after year, was probably the biggest pleasure. And like, I only ended up missing it once or twice. I ended up crashing it with the big indoor effects championships. I ended up working on them. So the last couple that were covered live, I sadly missed, but there were some very good people coming up who were able to do that for the final few years. But it was an absolute pleasure. We did live cycling. I remember when the live broadcasting began then on the Saturday and the Sunday afternoons, Gene put me on presenting the live Saturday program. There was one of the very early programs we did. I think the Schoolboys, one of the under 12 teams or something like that, had to win a game to win the league. And they did, with a goal in the last 2 or 3 minutes. And like, we did that live. But of course, around, speaking of Ardra Park, there was the famous big tournament in 1996 that CRY entered the team in. We only scored 2 goals in the entire tournament, and Gene scored the first of them. A header at the far post, almost a diving header. We all climbed up on top of him after that. Fantastic.
Yeah, you're bringing back some fantastic memories there over the course of the last 10 minutes or so to all our listeners, with all the big sporting events that we saw proudly covered over the years, and of course that famous photo as well. I know you had that on Facebook, and a lot of people have certainly been admiring that. So look, I suppose, look, it was great to remember Gene on the programme, and of course over the last couple of days, just, I suppose, very sad, you know, with his short illness, because he was a man that was very fit and well known all over the country, of course, a man that would be out walking 7 days a week, and obviously, look, it's very tough to take for all his friends.
Oh, without a doubt. There'll never be anyone like him. And I know this gets said a lot when people pass on and so on, but genuinely, there will never, ever, ever be anybody like Eugene Crotty. Never again. The amount of time that he gave to Young United, to the radio, going all over Ireland, all over Europe, nearly at times, to going and interviewing people. Like Joe Schmidt knew him very well, Eddie O'Sullivan. I know that Eddie Jones, when he was in charge of England, always used to give him a special greeting, Brian O'Driscoll, and he interviewed the likes of Ronnie O'Sullivan, Ken Doherty, Alex Higgins when he was around, all of the top GAA players around, like anybody who was about, Sonny O'Sullivan he spoke to, you name them, he interviewed them.
Yeah, he sure did. Look, he'll be so sadly missed. And Will, it was fantastic that you took time out to come on and, you know, give our listeners some really fond memories to remember, of course. You know, so many great sporting events here in the town over the last 40 or so years, and Eugene covered every single one of them. So we thank you for coming on, and always great to hear your unique voice, Will.
Thanks very much, Barry, and it's a pleasure to be asked to come on and speak about Gene, because he was proper gentleman and a great man, and he'll be definitely missed.
Very well said, Will. All the best going forward, and we'll catch up again soon, no doubt.
Thanks, Barry. God bless.
Great stuff there, of course. That was the brilliant Will Downing. What a fantastic sports commentator Will is, and it's always great to hear his thoughts. A man, of course, that has covered all the big events, of course, in the world of sport, and a great friend of CRY and Eugene Crotty. And of course, he had 2 clips as well that came into us earlier, so we're just going to have a listen to these, of course, and we thank Will for sending these on.
Cotton on a fantastic day here in Ballycotton for the Ballycotton 10. We're about 10 minutes or so to the start of the Ballycotton 10 this year. There's over approximately 1,300 runners that are going to be running in this race today. And it certainly looks like as if it's going to be a fantastic race here in Ballycotton. Myself, William Downing, and Derek Kiley will be with you for the afternoon. And to give you a little bit of...
Yeah, great clip there. That was the first of 2 we have. No doubt we'll have plenty of great content from Eugene Crotty over the course of the next couple of weeks. I know Will, or sorry, not Will, I should say, Mick Sheehan has taken a break tomorrow morning. Spoke with Mick earlier, and he's just going to take the week off. Of course, a great friend of Eugene's, and Eugene used to often cover the Saturday morning breakfast show. So, look, a tough time, and I'm sure Mick will be back tomorrow week, and I'm sure he'll be speaking with plenty of Eugene's friends as well. So that'll be a show not to be missed. So that's Saturday week.
Ballycotton 1998 was the 21st anniversary of the 10 mile road race, and it was run on March the 8th last this year. And the race was enhanced by the presence of Her Excellency, the President of Ireland, Mary McAleese, and her husband, who actually ran in the race. There was a large crowd down at the jetty to see Mrs. McAleese inspect the new lifeboat and go on a spin for herself on it. And then at 2:30, as per usual, Dan McCarthy pulled the trigger, and the 1400 record entry to the race set off around the countryside roads.
Yeah, great memories there from our great friend, of course, Eugene Crotty. What a brilliant commentator and sportsman he had been, of course, over the last couple of decades. So my first ever interview on radio with Eugene Crotty, it must be 10 or 11 years ago at this stage, our old studios down there above the Comandina place there on the back street. So fantastic man, and great memories there from Will, and hopefully the Oil United will have more great memories over the course of the next couple of years. It's been a wonderful year for all involved with the Oil United. We had an interview or two lined up to highlight the success of both the under 14s and 16s, who were recently crowned champions of Division 1, both teams promoted into the top tier of Cork soccer. It's been a long, long time since the Oil United had a team in the Premier Division. They'll have two next season, so that all bodes well for the future, and no doubt Eugene would have got great satisfaction out of hearing that over the course of the last week or two. So once again, a big thanks to Will Downing for taking time out to join us on Drive Time Sport, and of course we sadly miss our great friend Eugene Crotty.
Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Now we're going to turn our attentions to horse racing in the programme, and of course, look, it's a very sad day for the town of Youghal, of course, with the burial of our great friend, colleague and fantastic presenter, of course, over the last couple of decades. That was Eugene Crotty, who got a wonderful send-off there today, of course. The Youghal Soccer and Community Radio and the Crotty family and all his friends are very much out in force, and the man, of course, that made the trip from his Kildare base down to Youghal last night, of course, was Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland, who has been such an important part of our Drive Time Sport programme over the course of the last number of years. Martin might be able to tell us roughly how long he's been doing this, because obviously, of course, Eugene Crotty was the main man at the head of the sporting department here for a long number of years, and no doubt we'll be throwing out some of his great content and, you know, going back through the years over the course of the next couple of weeks. But firstly, we'll welcome Martin Murphy to the programme. Martin, thanks for joining us once again.
No problem at all, Barry, and absolutely. I was down there last night, and great to see such a big crowd for Eugene. And what a gentleman of a man he really was. And I have to say, like, I was, you know, you're talking about going back, it was 2005, October 2005, and I was a nervous wreck, obviously, doing my first radio interview, to be quite honest, and Eugene was such a gent. I was working in the marketing department at the time of Horse Racing Ireland, and they just sent out a general email to, you know, the radio stations around the country, if they wanted some, you know, racing content every week, you know, they could contact us. And I'd say Eugene was one of the first people to contact us, and I started him, and I'd say it was definitely late October in 2005, and, you know, I was a very nervous person, obviously, I wouldn't be used to radio at all, and he just was so professional in everything he did. Then, of course, we got to know each other a lot over the years. He was a great man for the Horse Racing Ireland Awards, which we only started, actually, in 2004, and he used to come all the way up from Cork. You know, if you ask me where it's going to be on, is the Mansion House, is in Leperstown, it didn't seem to matter. I know he had a you know, a very serious disability, obviously, but he got trains, he got buses. He really was, you know, a fantastic person. He always guaranteed. And, you know, obviously when you're having dues like this, you want, you know, the media there. And he certainly was the first man every time. As we see beside him. And then we used to, you know, at the end of the award ceremony, we'd get interviews with Davy Russell and Aidan O'Brien and all these big stars. But no problem to Eugene. Everyone talked to him very well. He had no problem interviewing anyone, great knowledge of the subject of race, and asked some great questions. I always remember the dog Ross, of course, as well, he used to have at the time. He was a great character with dog. He used to sit under the table with us while we were having the dinner and all that. And, you know, Eugene was just a very well-respected man, very widely liked. Huge knowledge on all sorts of sports. I mean, I know horse racing was in sports sport. He obviously knew an awful lot about soccer and GAA, and he was a great man to talk to. He'd often ring up any time. and just have a chat about general things. And I got a bit of a start when I heard the bad news a couple of weeks ago that he wasn't too well. And I had only seen him just before Christmas, I think November time, I was talking to him, and he seemed to be fine, obviously, at that stage. But, you know, a really nice man, and certainly going to be very badly missed. I just like the Cheltenham previous years, to go down and see them, any time he was there as well. And, you know, his niece, Marita, I got to know her very well too. So, you know, really pass condolences on the family. It's a big loss for y'all, and a big loss for your radio station.
Yeah, without a doubt. And look, as you said, getting all them various interviews with all the stars and stuff like that, you know, a fantastic asset to local radio over the course of the last couple of decades. I think it's over 40 years, 1979, I'm told he's been involved here with community radio all since, and up till his illness 10 or 11 weeks ago, he used to be on during the midweek there every morning and throwing out great music. He used to fill in for Mick Sheehan as well on the Saturday morning, so still very much involved before his short illness.
Absolutely. I mean, and I'd say that Eric Mann could just turn his hand at anything. Nothing has ever fazed him at all. Didn't matter who or what the subject was. He just seemed to bring his usual professional manner to it. He had great knowledge of the subject. And, he really did now have a great role in me doing these interviews. I mean, I'm still doing the interview for y'all, as you know yourself, ever since. Other radio stations have come and gone. And you do the local one here, obviously, in KFM as well. But certainly Eugene, he had a great interest in the subject. And he's a big part of me. Still doing this every Friday, which I really enjoy doing, and I'd say I'm going to really miss him now, I have to say, and it's a very sad day.